From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. The United Nations is to vote Saturday on a proposal that would increase economic sanctions on North Korea. Tom Turco reports.
The resolution would prohibit North Korea from exporting minerals and seafood products worth over $1 billion a year and block countries from granting new guest worker permits to North Koreans. The goal of the resolution is to put pressure on the North Korean leadership to halt its nuclear ambitions and stop developing nuclear weapons. The move for additional sanctions is in response to Pyongyang's two intercontinental ballistic missile launches in July. Tom Turco, VOA News.
Taking a stronger tone than it has previously on the standoff, the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, called for North Korea to comply with United Nations Security Council resolutions. Philippine Foreign Affairs spokesperson Robespierre Bolivar called for discussions.
ASEAN wants the North Koreans to know that ASEAN remains concerned about what it is doing, but also that we want to engage North Korea in a face-to-face candid dialogue on what is happening on the Korean Peninsula.
This marks the 50th anniversary of the 10-member ASEAN, and on Monday, the 27 nations will take part in the Asia Regional Forum. President Trump's top national security advisor says he doesn't see a military intervention in Venezuela as likely, even as he's calling on nations to help rescue the country from authoritarian dictatorship. General H.R. McMaster notes the historical resentment in Latin America over United States' long history of military interventions in the region. This is VOA News. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani has been sworn in on Saturday for his second term in an open parliament session in Tehran. Rouhani secured re-election on 19th of May and promised that his country will pursue a path of coexistence and interaction with the world. In his inauguration address, Rouhani warned that should any parties to the landmark nuclear deal reached in July of 2015, specifically the United States, breach the agreement, they will face a unified reaction from the Iranian nation and government.
The Islamic Republic of Iran will not be the first one to breach the nuclear deal. However, it will remain silent in the face of the United States' lack of commitment to the deal.
U.S. President Donald Trump has repeatedly described the nuclear deal as bad and during his campaign vowed to dismantle it. Thousands attended the final campaign rally by Kenya's opposition National Super Alliance on Saturday. The supporters cheered their leader, Raila Odinga, as he told them their country was ready for a revolution.
This is a new revolution for changing our country.
Both Odinga and President Uhuru Kenyatta were in their final days of campaigning for next week's presidential election. Odinga, the son of the country's first vice president, has run in vain for the presidency in three previous contests. Kenyatta, the son of the country's first president, prevailed over Odinga in a 2013 vote that was tainted by opposition allegations of vote rigging. The race between the two has been narrowed in recent weeks, and there are fears of fresh violence. More than 1,000 people were killed in post-election violence in 2007. Rwanda's Electoral Commission says President Paul Kagame has won a third term in a landslide victory. Kagame has been in power for 17 years. A 2015 constitutional referendum, approved by 98% of the voters, would allow Kagame to remain in power until 2034. Kagame is widely credited with stabilizing the country after a 1994 genocide. An explosion has damaged an Islamic center in the U.S. state of Minnesota. No cause of the blast has been established, but the manager of the mosque in the city of Bloomington called it an attack and said he suspects a man who was spotted outside the mosque at a time of the explosion might be involved. Bloomington police tweeted that the FBI and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives are assisting in the investigation. From Washington, D.C., I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.